Okay, so I was just telling you about this pop singer, Johnny, and the reason I was telling you about him is because he posted a TikTok video that went viral. But see, as a pop music sensation, which is what people call him, he's just a pop music guy. And sensation, I don't know. I think sensation because he had started at the age of 20 putting out music and then eventually put out a single that did really well. And then it got signed to Interscope Records. So I guess that makes him a sensation. Mm-hmm. But you know, just a pop music guy. So he's on an airplane and there's this great Karen story that starts to unfold where the Karen didn't just stand up and start yelling at the passengers. She actually brought a microphone with her, like a headset, like when you don't go to exercise class, but like if you ever go to spin class
all the time.
Okay. Yeah. Have you ever seen
every morning. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. And they have a headset. Mm-hmm. So that way they can just, you can hear them.
Mm-hmm.
So this woman had a headset and they were mid-flight. They were halfway wherever they were going. And then she starts on her Karen rant. So Johnny happened to be on the plane. So he bought Wi-Fi just to post the video that I'm about to show you. It's audio. You can listen to it as well. It doesn't matter whether it's audio or video, but it's this Karen who just out of nowhere, like the plane was fine. Everyone's flying. And then suddenly mid-flight, she just stands up with her microphone and just starts going on this mentally ill rant.
This is mine. You can't take it. I tried borrowing yours. You don't want to let me use it. I brought my microphone. I'm going to use it. This is perfect. Thank you. We're set up great.
Like a TED talk with a microphone that nobody asked her for.
What is she doing a TED talk on?
How the pandemic started and where COVID came from. She says it came from the internet and came from people's phones.
And I love that somebody's watching School of Rock.
Oh, School of Rock is on in the background. That's right. Yeah, so she says, you know, you're enjoying this because I'm not terrible to look at. Do you own a mirror, honey?
That's me. That's what she wants.
She's great, I think, but I don't know.
It's basically, so she's still trying to explain to everybody how the pandemic started because, you know, she, as a nutbag, knows.
And she's got 20 people where they can't.
Internet.
Oh, yeah, it's a whole plane of people. What's so funny is this is going on in coach. You know, the first class people are like, shh, quiet back there. Happening back there.
You're going to jail, by the way.
Now she's just shouting.
Why can't people just fly anymore?
I know. Like, who asked you to get up and give a TED talk in the middle of a flight? Okay, here's the part I want you to catch.
Okay.
So they're all the flight attendants, and I guess there's an air marshal or somebody that has gotten up and is now helping. You know, a lot of these planes now have air marshals.
Mm-hmm.
And they are taking the Karen and all of her stuff and bringing her to the back of the plane where I guess they have a jump seat that they basically chain you to for the rest of the flight. But she has to go back to get her dog.
She's got a dog, too, on the plane.
Yeah, she has a dog in a little carrier.
My dog has better sense than any of you. In fact, my dog could be a better dog for you people.
Okay, my dog has better sense than any of you. My dog would be better... My dog would be a better god for any of you, is what she says. So here's my big issue. There's a lot of mentally ill people out there who are completely, they're either just unmedicated or they refuse to take their medication, or it was no one's turn to say, Karen, take your meds before you get on a plane. Because this wasn't like a regular Karen situation where something ticked her off and she's like yelling at somebody for doing something she doesn't like. No, she's clearly mentally ill. She brought the microphone with her.
She planned it.
It's premeditated Karening.
Mm-hmm.
She thought this would be a great idea. And there was a whole thing going on in New York in the early 2000s where people were going to see mental health experts like crazy. And there was advice being given. This happened. I don't know if this happened in other places in the country, but this was a New York thing. Therapists were saying to women in their 30s in the early 2000s, if you are living alone, if you're lonely, you should probably get a dog. It's time to get a dog. And they were forcing all of these women that just needed Prozac to get a dog, which is like a huge responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the thinking was, if you have something to take responsibility for, then you'll take the focus off
be
of yourself.
Crazy.
Right. Except what they didn't realize is these women were putting the crazy onto the dog. So we had this rash of like really aggressive dogs or anxious dogs and problematic dogs that were being given back to the shelters in droves by women who had been to therapy, whose therapist said, you should get a dog instead of you should get Prozac. So, of course, crazy Karen has to go back to her seat because why? She has to get her dog.
And she's carrying the dog on the plane. That's the thing I never understood when flying is people can bring, you can't have an oversized bag on for carry-on, but you can carry a dog bag and a dog on carry-on.
No. Okay. So any bag that goes under the seat in front of you has to be a certain size.
Right.
If you have a dog that fits in a bag that size, you can bring a dog on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you let them know ahead of time, they allow a certain amount of pets per plane. So, in fact, my parents were taking the cat somewhere and they couldn't get a flight because other people had pets. It's a limited number of pets you can bring on a plane. So they had to find a flight
cats
that didn't have...
Cats love to fly, by the way. That's their favorite thing.
Yeah, pretty bad. But they had to find a flight that didn't already have a certain amount of animals. It's a limited number every time. So if the animal can fit in one of those dog bags that goes under the seat in front of you, you can bring it on the plane. That's not a problem.
Yeah. And then I got to be that guy sitting on the seat with the dog underneath me. That's what I want. I want to kick my foot back and hit a cage.
Well, it's not a cage. It's
a bag.
Yeah. I see what you're saying, but no, but it's any bag. People can put a bag underneath and you're kicking their bag. What's the difference?
I just don't understand why people just can't fly anymore. Why every time we see a flight, somebody's lost their mind and is insane.
Yeah, the weird thing is like she has been rehearsing this. Mm-hmm. She couldn't wait to get on the plane. She waited till the lights went out and everybody was going to take their nap. And that's when she decided to start her show. You know what I mean? And I was wondering like, okay, so is this mental illness?
Yes.
Or are we going to find out she's a comedian and this was like her big moment to try to go viral? Like, I wonder what all that was about.
And they let her on with that mic. So I wonder if she put it in a bag with the dog and
well, she didn't walk
on
with the mic on her head.
Oh, she might have.
No, they wouldn't have let her on if she had a mic on her head. I mean, she probably put it in a bag and then waited till they were over the Atlantic Ocean.
And you can go to the you can run around the cabin now. You can go to the bathroom. Light came on. That's when she stood up.
No,
you're
actually,
now free to move
no,
around
she
the cabin.
Waited until they turned the lights down, until they had finished serving. They were halfway. That was what was interesting about this. They were halfway to where they were going, and it was nighttime, so they took the lights down so you can take a nap. You know, before you get to where you're going, that's when she decided to stand up. And as you saw, all these people started picking up their phones and turning the light on because they were like, what's going on over there? And suddenly all this like light goes, all these iPhone lights, like it's a concert.
Now, I just want to watch School of Rock. Lady, sit down.
Right.
Yeah, it's good. It's to the good part of School of Rock.
Yeah.
And now I have to deal with that with you. Aren't I nice to look at? No. Sit down. Why just you can't sit down?
Yes, you're nice to look at, but not nice to hear. So sit down, let me look at you, and just don't say anything.
I did.
But I think about like all the times I flew as a kid. Nothing like that ever happened.
No, because they weren't sucking crazy juice into the air of the airplane. I don't know what they're doing now. I mean, you never saw anybody stand up unless they were going to the bathroom on an airplane.
Right. They never stood up, and they never stood up and made a speech or yelled at each other. Like, I don't remember any of that stuff. And I flew like crazy when I was a kid. We went everywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't remember one incident, not one thing like that ever happened.
No, before 2020, I don't think it happened that much that often. As soon as the pandemic started, that's when the crazy people started to fly.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
I mean, I flew a lot. I flew every weekend. So I knew that the craziness wasn't that high.